Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
And welcome back to Padres Social Hour here at Petco Park in the AMR studios. I'm Annie Heilbrin, joined by Randy Jones, and we are going to be joined by the Padres radio broadcaster, Bob Scanlon. And I have a hard time even saying the word Bob because we all call him Scans.
Yeah, are you there, Scans? I forgot his name was Bob.
Me too. Who's Bob?
Hi, Scans.
Who's Bob?
Andy, Randy, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, buddy. How's everything? How's the weather there in Cincy?
Oh, it's outstanding today. It's so weird. You guys are saying Bob. I know. Nobody calls me Bob. Hey, Scan, what's going on? Anyway, it's beautiful out here today. It's warm. It's sticky. But so far, no rain, unlike last night. But you know what? We were supposed to have 10% chance of rain last night, and it showed up. So hopefully we can get a full game in uninterrupted today.
Hey, Skins, thanks for joining us today. And you are on the Cholula hotline, so if you feel yourself getting warmer over there, don't worry. That's what it is.
But it's the Cholula hot sauce. Okay, thanks for pointing.
Now, Skins, I know you've been watching BP there in Cincinnati. Everybody talks about the ball flying out of that ballpark. Have you really seen that when you're watching BP?
Oh, yeah. The ball is just being launched here, Randy. I mean, you don't even want to watch BP here as a pitcher, right? Because it's absolutely demoralizing. And we saw some balls hit pretty well here last night. And I'm not saying they weren't hit well, but they're probably not balls that would have been home runs in certain ballparks. The ball just carries great here. It is what it is. That doesn't mean the quality pitches aren't going to still get guys out, right, Lefty?
I understand that, but that just means the mistakes go a little further, that's all.
Yeah. Exactly, but that's been a good thing for the Padres lately because they showed up with the power game yesterday, the three home runs by Venable, Middlebrook, and Derek Norris. The boys, for the first time in a long time, in many years, had that kind of pop, and it's fun to see them take advantage of it.
Now, Skins, I have to ask you, who's the pregame guest on the radio today?
Oh, we got Frank Garces talking some Espanol with us.
Hey, that's a good call. The way he's been throwing the baseball here, Blake, that was a good call by you, buddy.
Well, I figured you'd love that one, Randy, because, a fellow left-hander, kind of quirky, but the young man's been throwing great. He hasn't given up a run in his last seven trips to the mound, and really only 14. He's had 14 of his 18 outings without giving up a run this year. He's been outstanding getting to that outside corner, and you can tell, buddy, he has more confidence in him going against the tough left-handers with the game on the line here lately. So everybody in the bullpen has been pitching really well, but I thought it'd be fun to talk a little bit with Frank today.
I love that left-handed bond there that, Randy's got with everyone.
I think like what you're talking about, when you look at Garces, all of a sudden he starts slamming that fastball in good spots down in the strike zone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot better command of the slider, the breaking ball. I mean, that's what you've been looking for. And we didn't really see a lot of that in April, but May and June, he's made a couple of adjustments, and he's throwing the baseball as good as he can.
Huge asset.
Yeah.
Skins, they've got three in a row now, and like you said, they were able to get used to that long ball yesterday. So, I mean, are you seeing kind of a different shift? Are you seeing some things click better for them and a different feel down there in the clubhouse?
I really do think it takes time, Andy. And we've talked about this before, in terms of so many new faces in this clubhouse. I know a lot of fans sort of want to poo-poo that and say, well, what's the big deal? You guys either play ball or you don't. But you can tell. And even in talking to the visiting broadcasters, I was talking with Jeff Brantley today, former major league player. He covers the Reds. And the first thing he says to me today when I go into his radio booth is, Dan, you got a lot of nice pieces over there. And you can tell there's a good chemistry with that ball club.
When you get Yonder Alonso back after missing him for about a month, I think that really made a difference as far as them gelling back together. Maybe a little bit what they had in April in the win streak, and maybe you saw a little bit of that when he got back in the lineup too.
Yeah, I don't think that hurts at all. And Will Myers has been hitting. So the guys know that Will Myers is going to be back. They're going to have their full contention of the lineup back in place pretty soon. But even regardless of that, you're just seeing more comfortable at bats out of the Will Middlebrook.
Yes.
Corey Spangenberg is starting to hit the ball well again. Yonder Alonso comes back from the disabled list and just picks up right where he left off in terms of being one of the league leaders in batting average. And he's doing the exact same thing since coming back off the DL, along with giving us his great defense over at first base. So you see these guys getting more comfortable at the plate. And look, honestly, these guys are competitors. And when you show up to a new ball club, what do you want to do? You want to prove yourself, right? You want to prove that you belong here. And even with Craig Kimbrel, it gets to a point where you feel like you're trying to prove what you can do as opposed to just going out and doing what you know you can do. And after a little while, you sort of start putting that that effort aside and just say, okay, forget it. I don't have anything to prove here. I am a part of this team. I'm getting the job done. And then you just go out, take care of business, blowing guys away on the mound or getting good swings on pitches at the plate, and that's what we're starting to see.
But what I want to see is I want to see more Kimbrel. I don't think he's getting enough work, Scans. I think he's getting too much time off.
You know, and sometimes that's a problem, though. The relievers, they want to get that work in. And we know what finicky creatures closers can be. Now, there's some that they don't want the ball if it's not a safe situation. And if it means sitting there for 7 days without getting into a game, they're fine with that because they understand that it's feast or famine. You can go a week without getting a save opportunity, and then all of a sudden you're going to need to be out there for 4 or 5 days in a row. So they don't want to burn up any pitches on a game that's not really, you know, a safe situation. Other guys need to get the ball in their hand every 2 or 3 days because they'll lose the feel of it. So I think we're still trying to figure out which is the best thing for Craig Kimbrel. But I agree, man. I love seeing that guy on the mound as much as we can.
Yeah, and, you know, I walked by his, in the clubhouse, and I said, what are we running here, a resort or something, a hell spa? I mean, I've only seen you twice in the last 10 days. What are you doing? You know, and I want to see him out there more. And if that be the case, then I think the offense and defense got to start creating those save situations in Scans.
Hey, Al, I'm perfectly fine with a 7-2 blowout where we're beating.
And to Scans' point, too, I thought it was interesting when Bud Black said, here's a guy who was traded at the very last second. At the very last second, he was sent to a new club. And he's had a little bit of a harder time adjusting than some of the guys who came in for spring training. And I don't know how much of a difference that makes, but I think maybe that could make a little difference.
I think Scans will agree that, you know, he's going to be just fine.
He's just going to level out. He's going to get back to those Craig Kimbrel numbers. And really, he's only blown, I think, one save. I believe he's gotten out of the 12 out of,
He'll get in that groove. And Scans, you know, and I know, he'll get in that groove where he just starts, you know, being lights out like we saw him a little bit earlier. And, you know, but like you said, if it's not a save situation, every closer we've seen usually has a different mentality in a tied game or if they're just, you know, getting an inning to work. It's just not the same.
Absolutely. And what's the bottom line? What's he here to do? Save games?
Save
to Andy's point, 12 out of 13, he's getting the job done.
Exactly. When you're getting it done. So I thought that was interesting as well. So Andrew Cashner on the mound today. Looking good there for you, Scans? Is looking nice out there at the ballpark?
It's beautiful out here. I always love seeing Andrew Cashner on the mound. And it's going to be a real interesting matchup because Michael Lorenzen, the pitcher for the Reds, he's a young guy. And all the scripts, very similar to Cash in terms of his athleticism, his intensity, even his stuff. Now, he's not going to sit at 96, 97 like Cash, but he can get it there. He usually sits about 93, 95 miles an hour. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be similar to the last matchup that we saw, you know, with Cash and Syndergaard and some of these other guys and DeGrom. So we always love seeing good stuff out there. And just hoping that, you know, we get a chance to see all Cash can do in terms of spotting that fastball, using those nice secondary pitches, and helping the team out with the glove and the bat as well.
Hey, Scans, I got a question for you, though. In watching baseball today, you know, we look up there, and it's always seemed like 94, 95, 96 miles an hour. And I'm really thinking that the hitters today, you know, 95, 96 is what 89 and 90 used to be, maybe when we were really active. I think that's more of a normal speed in their timing. 96 doesn't seem to intimidate or scare any hitter at all.
You know, that's a great point, Randy, that we've had all these discussions about, is 96 really 96? And I think that, you know, there's some debate in terms of the radar guns of the past versus now, and the old guns used to get the ball as it crossed the plate, the new guns get it as it's coming out of your hand. So, but that being said, your point is outstanding, Randy, in terms of these guys are used to seeing this so much more consistently now, and even in high school, I'm amazed at these high school kids that are coming out blowing 93 to 95 miles an hour. I never saw that. You didn't see that guy from the big league.
Well, I never saw anybody at 96 like a right-handed hitter pull it down the left field line foul. You know, and you will today.
It's so true. And these guys, they're not intimidated by it. And so basically you need a guy like Aroldis Chapman throwing 105 before anybody sort of raises an eyebrow on it. So it has sort of become the new norm that every team has these guys, and the hitters are more accustomed to it. But what we're also seeing is, you know, hitters having to make other adjustments. So now they can catch up to the fastball, but we're seeing the shift. And so hitters are being forced to, you know, reevaluate, okay, what can I actually do with the bat in my hand? Yeah, I've proven I can catch up to a 96 miles an hour fastball and I can pull it, but now I've got to be able to go the opposite field with it and do some other things. So there's a whole new evolution in the game, I think, on the horizon.
Yeah, the numbers on the shift, I mean, it's crazy. It's astronomical the way that the teams are using the shift and whether or not people will catch up to it.
It works.
Right.
The shift works.
Hey, Annie, does it almost feel like now it's saying that the shift is on is almost like saying this program brought to you in color?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, let's talk about when the shift is not on.
Nice going, Skins. Now we're going to get a sponsor for the shift.
Yeah.
Nice going, buddy.
Hey, we're always looking for
this
a way
shift
to get
brought to you by,
it.
You know? Skins, we appreciate you taking the time. We know how busy you are there, and we appreciate you taking the time with us and being on the Cholula Hotline, and we hope that you enjoy Cincinnati.
Have a great game today.
Yeah.
Hey, Annie, always great talking to you guys. Appreciate it, and yeah, let's see another Padre victory today, huh?
That'd be making four in a row for them, first time this season.
Let's do it.
All right, Skins, thank you so much. All right. Hey, he had some great points about everything.
Yeah.
I love the way that, you know, he kind of sees the game, and he's always out there talking to the players, and so gets some good insight.
I was trying to put him on the Cholula hot seat a little bit, you know? I didn't want to let him skate.
Oh, you didn't just want to throw him softballs?
Oh, no.
No.
A couple up
you
and
wanna, yeah, I thought you got
you
a couple know? In there. You
yeah.
had some good pitcher talk, too. I mean,
that.
It was the good, you know, hey, you got to get down and dirty
you know,
on this.
And as often, you know, you get scans, and as often as we see each other here at the ballpark,
right.
We really don't get really much of an opportunity
to talk.
Yeah, 5 or 10 minutes of talking pitching. We don't get that opportunity.
That is one of my favorite things, too, is I'll stumble upon Randy talking to a player.
Oh, I love it.
And I'll just sit there and listen. He knows, too. I'll just stand next to him and just listen. It's the best.
That's
it's
great.
The best. I love it. All right. Cholula. Speaking of Cholula, Cholula hot sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Stay right here. We'll be right back with more Padres Social Hour.